This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. 14 U.S. Marines were killed today in western Iraq. It's one of the deadliest single attacks on U.S. forces since the start of the war. Meanwhile, in Basra, in southern Iraq, police pound the body of an American freelance journalist, Stephen Vincent, who was abducted last night and shot dead. We're joined from Baghdad by NPR's Philip Reeves. Philip, what do we know about how the Marines died?
Well, this happened in what's become one of Iraq's most violent areas, Haditha's in the province of Anbar, where for many months the U.S. military has been trying to crush a persistent insurgency. The U.S. military says that 14 Marines and a civilian interpreter assigned to Regimental Combat Team 2 of the 2nd Marine Division were killed this morning just south of Haditha. And in a statement, they say it happened when their armored vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device. That's a term usually referring to roadside bombs, although this does seem to have been a very big blast. Another Marine was wounded. Earlier today, we had indications there was trouble in the area. We heard reports of two loud blasts in that vicinity and reports that U.S. aircraft were circling over it.
Now, this is one of the most serious single combat losses for the U.S. military in Iraq. And isn't it also the second big loss in just 3 days for this unit?
Yes, only 2 days ago, 6 Marines from the same unit were killed, also near Haditha. 5 of them were killed when insurgents opened fire on them, and another was for a while unaccounted for. His body was eventually recovered more than a mile away. Now, that attack was later reportedly claimed by the Sunni extremist group Ansar al-Sunnah. On the same day, a 7th Marine from the same unit was killed by a suicide car bomb in the town of Heat. So it means that 21 Marines in western Iraq have been killed in 3 days.
Now, turning to the death of the journalist, Stephen Vincent, what do we know about what happened to him?
We understand from an Iraqi member of NPR's staff in Basra that it happened around 7:30 last night when Vincent went out of his hotel to change money. He had been staying in Basra, which, as you know, is in the south of Iraq, for 3 months. He was writing a book on the history of the city. Our representative says that Vincent and his interpreter were abducted at gunpoint and driven off in a white new Chevy pickup. He says that it had the word police on the side, but no patrol number, no police license plate. And sometime later, his body was discovered 10 miles out of the city on the airport road. He'd been shot multiple times, 3 times in the head. His interpreter was also shot in the chest, but she survived and is in hospital being treated for serious injuries.
I understand Vincent had been writing some critical pieces about recent events in Basra.
That's right. He runs a blog site and also contributes to U.S. Newspapers. He'd been very critical of the rise of Shiite extremist organizations in the city. And in a New York Times opinion piece last week, he wrote about the relationship between the police, who are British-trained, and the religious extremists. In fact, he quoted an unnamed police lieutenant who said he confirmed that a few police officers, have been perpetrating some of the many assassinations in the city. And he wrote about that in his opinion piece in the New York Times, and that may be an issue that's now under investigation as they look into the cause of his death.
Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Baghdad.